Welcome to OlaTalks.com. This is Ola here. This is a business startup edition. On this episode, the topic is how to think of ideas to start a business. I have an email here and I would like to just get started with the email, shall we? I've heard you in many of your videos talk about being a church boy. Yes, I was a church boy. I'm still a church boy. I don't do as much church boy stuff as much as I used to do. So I felt you can relate. As I was in church last Sunday, a word came out and there was a big encouragement to launch a business this month. Yeah, I used to see a lot of those, a lot of people attached to word and they do nothing about it. You know, words like that don't just come out of church. It comes from the government. There's a lot of programs, a lot of grants that's being offered to people that just want to start their own small business. You see, America was built on small businesses, entrepreneurship. I personally believe that entrepreneurship are the only ones that will change the world. That's my personal belief, and it's backed by a lot of data. And congratulations to you for catching the fire a little bit. Anyway, since I've been thinking about this from watching your videos, I decided to go for it. But there's a problem. I feel that my ideas are not good enough. How do I come up with more ideas and analyze them? Thanks for your videos. That's a fantastic question, but it's not a very common one. Most people that want to start a business already have an idea. Most of the problems that you see are people that their ideas are not going to fly. So I'm glad you're asking this question right now, because not only are you asking how to come up with ideas, but you also want to analyze them. And that tells me that you're paying attention. Coming up with ideas is fairly easy if you know what you're doing. But my first suggestion is to look around you, okay? If you check your household, check some of the products that you use, and see some of those ones that you would tend to complain about, you know, maybe something that, they should have done it this way, they should have done it that way. You know, most people are always complaining as opposed to looking at ways that they can create a new idea, you know, create a new market, you know. So that's one definitely. So look at around you. Also check your passion, you know, or check into what you already do. So I'm assuming you're an adult and you already work for someone. There may be something that you really enjoy doing, and you may be able to narrow deeper into a niche and find a place where you can serve. You see, entrepreneurship is all about serving. It's not about being a boss. That's contrary to what you hear a lot, being a boss. I want to be a boss, boss lady, boss man, you know. It's not about that. It's about serving, right? So looking into what you already do and see how you can serve. You may be able to take out a contract and serve. Maybe you work at a cafeteria instead of launching into starting a restaurant. You may be able to serve by helping prepare some of the specialty type of dishes, you know. Maybe something you can be passionate about. And that's applicable in a lot of other business niches out there. There's something that's missing. There's something you would have complained about. How can you fill the gap? That's a way to come up with business ideas. Another way is to take a keyword, all right, that has to do with something that you want, you're either passionate about, or something that you already do. Take that keyword and type it into the keyword planner. It's a free tool on Google. Just search for Google Keyword Planner and search for that word, and Google Keyword Planner will spit out a bunch of other ideas for you. Not only would it do that, so this is me answering your second question, how to analyze them, right? Google will also spit out how many people are actually searching for certain keyword phrases, which gives you, it's an indication of the size of the market, but it also tell you how many competitors are trying to rank for the same keyword phrases. It's a great way to see what's going on in the marketplace, okay? It's something that I teach extensively, because even if you have a good idea already, it may be too crowded. It may not have enough people to serve you, you know. An example, typical, is I see people, like I'm Nigerian, American, so I see a lot of people in America that are Nigerians also with Nigerian heritage and try to launch into the restaurant business without doing proper research. You know, you want to know how many people are Nigerians in the area. You want to know how many people estimate that will be interested in foreign food in the area. You also want to know how many people actually eat out every year. You want to have a good estimate of that, because people can like your food, but if they're not going to come out no more than once a year, you're going to be out of business, depending on the size of the market as well too. So it's a tricky situation. I was watching another reality show the other day, and they were talking about how to make it. I think it's one of these reality TV shows, and they had to Americanize their menu because they were stuck on Australian food, and they needed to Americanize it to keep the doors open. So just keep that in mind. As much as you're trying to serve, as much as you're trying to impact the world with your business idea, it needs to be viable for the marketplace, for the market size. In other words, you need to bring in enough profit to keep the doors open so you can continue to impact the world with whatever services you bring to the table, consulting, coaching, food stuff, electronics, whatever that is. You need to make sure that the idea has enough market, enough people to in the market, right? Have enough market size, but also to make sure that the competition will not overwhelm you, or to make sure that there are loopholes to get into the competition, to sneak up in there. Now, the other thing that I always like to tell people is, it may seem crowded, but there may be big ways to come into the marketplace by finding that one little need, your own little niche, where you can sneak in and change the world. Okay, and nobody else is going to compete with you because you did that extra work. So the keyword tool, just go to Google and search for keyword planner, and that's a great place to start from. And then from there, you can start Googling and you come up with more ideas. Google is your best friend when it comes to coming up with ideas and analyzing it. All right. If you want more of my help, all you have to do is leave me a comment right below. Don't forget to click like, subscribe, love on this video. If it's thumbs down, it's okay too. But don't forget to love on this video. Leave me a comment. Send me an email at ask@allatalks.com if you want me to answer your questions. It will take me several weeks to get back to you because I get over 200 emails per day that I need to personally attend to. Now, the quickest and the fastest to get a hold of me is to look at the link on the screen, allatalks.com/mastermind. That's a great way to get a hold of me, allatalks.com/mastermind. That's the fastest way and the most efficient way to get a hold of me. Plus, you will get a free PDF, a free class, and over $11,000 worth of value. That's all I have for you on this episode. I will see you on the next one, and peace.